Mostly sunny, 20 in Mount Gambier. Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. Limestone Coast Police are seeking the identities of three people wanted over a Mount Gambier assault between 10:30 and 11:30 on the night of Wednesday, February 19. A man was walking along Curran Street when a car pulled up nearby and three people got out and assaulted him. While there's no description of one of the suspects, the victim recalls a woman with long brown hair and long cream-coloured acrylic fingernails and a man with tan skin wearing brown cargo pants and black sneakers. Witnesses or those with information are urged to call Mount Gambier Police or Crime Stoppers. Barker MP Tony Passon has once again taken aim at the Labor Party's plans to achieve net zero emissions by the year 2050. Speaking in federal parliament, Mr. Passon says the policy as it stands will cripple the Australian agriculture industry and Labor needs to have agriculture exempted from the target.
Which is why the Ardern government has exempted agriculture from their target. Now, I remind members of this place that that's a government whose majority is supported in coalition by the New Zealand Greens. Even the New Zealand Greens know this is bad for agriculture.
The SA government is set to amend the state's Public Health Act to give the Chief Public Health Officer the power to quarantine or detain someone considered to be at risk of spreading novel coronavirus. It's in an effort to better equip SA to combat COVID-19 and similar threats in the future. Health and Wellbeing Minister Stephen Wade says key to being prepared is to ensure that our public health experts have the tools they need to be nimble and proactive in controlling any possible outbreak scenario. And the state's Tourism Minister David Ridgway toured Timberlink's Tarpena facility to discuss the company's plans for a combined cross-laminated timber and glue-laminated timber plant. Timberlink will construct the $60 million plant in either SA or Victoria to be opened in 2023. The investment will be across a 14,000 square metre site, employing up to 50 people full time when complete. The Mount Gambier Karting Clubs made the difficult decision to cancel this year's SA State Cup due to a lack of confirmed entries. It was scheduled to take place this weekend, but has been postponed with the possibility of the event taking place later on this year. That's your latest news and sport.